What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Learn the skills needed for graphic design, video production, or broadcasting with a flexible schedule that fits your needs. Specs Howard School of Media Arts offers evening classes, meeting 2 days a week in classes, while the rest of your coursework is completed online. Visit SpecsHoward.edu or call 866-61-SPECS for more info.
This Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast is brought to you by Specs Howard. Looking to fit school back into your busy schedule? Enroll today for hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. In just 12 months, you'll learn the skills necessary to gain entry-level employment in the fields of graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. With both day and night classes, Specs Howard makes it possible to get the media education you deserve. Call their admissions department today at 866-61-SPECS to schedule an appointment. Specs Howard wants to make school fit your schedule. Call today at 866-61-SPECS.
WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak. 101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
When was the last time you were in a knife fight? Sometimes the questions, they catch me off guard.
Yeah.
But that's the question right now on the Riff Lines. When was the last time you were in a knife fight?
Mm.
No one on this show has ever been in a knife fight.
Oh, I was just in a knife fight. Well, no, probably a couple months ago now. Yeah.
You were in a knife fight, mm-hmm. Chuck.
Yep. Stella was trying to kill me.
Stella had a knife? Your child had a knife?
My child had a knife, and she was going to kill me, but talked her down. So
a real knife?
Real knife. Yeah, real knife.
Your child had a real knife and was mm-hmm. threatening you?
A steak mm-hmm. knife?
Yeah. It was a sharp knife.
Oh, no.
What was she saying?
I hate you.
No, don't make this up.
I'm going to kill you.
No.
Are you exaggerating?
No.
Stella was threatening your life with a knife?
No.
She knew not to do it, but definitely was getting her point across pretty loud and clear.
She's different than the compassion of Rowan.
Oh, Rowan would never dream of it. She's a harder
She's
child.
She's such a cute little girl. Mm. I can't imagine her holding a knife and threatening your life.
Oh, my God. Give her a knife. She somehow got a knife. No, it was like
it wasn't like a butterfly knife, was it?
No. It was literally okay. So there, like it's a in the silverware that I have. There are these sets of like they're the steak knives that go with it. They never
the fancy
ever get
kind.
They never get used. Yeah, right? They just
they
never
look
get.
Nice.
They look nice. They never ever get used.
Yeah.
And it was I don't know what it was. It's long ago. So, I probably wouldn't take her to Target or something. I wouldn't do something. And so, I think she opened the drawer to find any kind of weapon. Now, she's brandished like those corn cob holders.
Oh, no.
Tried to get me with those.
This isn't the first time she's threatened you with a weapon.
My God, no.
Seek help.
So she had one and she like looked at me or whatever and I was like,
don't you kill me.
Yeah, I was like, you better be ready because.
Can you imagine ever holding a knife up to your father
no,
or mother?
Killed me.
It's not an option
never,
with my dad.
I would never have done
it's
that.
Never
I can't even imagine.
With my dad.
Meanwhile, in Chuck the Freak's house over there, it's a totally different scenario.
Stella? I'm gonna need you to put the knife down. Come on, put it down. Hey, whoa, whoa. Easy. Easy. What about we don't go to Target today? but a different... Whoa! Easy, where you swipe that thing.
She just keeps swiping at you.
What's she saying during this time? Like, is she talking, or it's just a menacing move with a knife in her hand?
Most of the time, it's a stare. Because, you know, like, my stare?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
got
she's
my
got
stare.
She's got your evil, scary stare.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, she's as terrifying as me. And, you don't have to say much when you got a knife, you know?
Pretty much says it all.
Yeah.
The knife does all the talking.
Still yeah. lets the knife do the talking.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Wow, Chuck, you have standoffs in your own house with your little adorable daughter.
Yeah, but the thing is, like anything, like I just pretend that there's no fear involved, right? Like I think I just walked over and...
Snap the knife out of her hand?
Yeah, just took the knife.
Oh, you like pretend you're not afraid, but
yeah,
meantime
but
you're
inside,
terrified.
Inside, I'm just shaking, trembling with fear.
One day you'll come to work with a stab wound and we'll be like, what happened?
You guys know what I know. If I do, you know what happened.
Stella?
Yeah.
She got you.
She got me good, guys.
No, because
I think anytime like a kid, it's why you tend to like not want kids. She's seven. I mean, she's old now. You know, like she can use a knife and cut food. But she's got a dark side. But you know, when kids are real young, you don't know. They don't have like the concept of what can happen. Stella has all that. She knows exactly what would happen. I'd bleed to death.
Like, you tell her. You stab daddy, he'll bleed to death.
Oh, yeah. She knows all that. Yeah. She knows all that.
She still wants to go to Target.
Ooh, so bad. She just wants to go so bad. You know?
Wow, dude.
Yeah,
if this is seven, what's 14 going to be like?
Oh.
What is 14-year-old Stella going to be like when she wants to go out with friends?
I don't know. I won't know either. Because I'll be gone.
She'll have taken you down by then?
I'm probably dead by the time she's 10.
Oh, dude, that's scary.
Yeah. It's kind of terrifying. But yeah, that'd be the last knife fight. I don't know if it doesn't qualify because I myself didn't grab a knife. And
the one-sided knife fight.
Yeah. You know, and it was more like a knife talk down.
Put it down.
Well, that's the closest thing to it in this room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recall ever being in a knife, either one side.
Your dad was ever in a knife fight?
My dad used to fight other dudes with Bowie knives.
Like,
they do like
practice.
Rubber rubber Bowie knife fights.
Yeah.
But not a legitimate knife fight.
No. My dad, I've never point blank asked him if he's ever been in a real knife fight. I'd say it's probably 25% chance he had.
You think
I guess he's real good with a Bowie, though. Mm-hmm. He told me, he's like, he used to call me the surgeon. I was like, Jesus, Dad.
Well, you know how you get that rep.
Well, I was wondering if anyone would call in, and wow, pretty much all the lines are down right now.
Yep.
When was the last time you were in a knife fight? That's the question. 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743, maybe even with your child like Chuck. Toll free, 1-855-9743-101, or text 4-WRIF, 49743. Brian from Ipsy will start us off. It was just 2 days ago, Brian, you were in a knife fight?
Oh, jeez.
Is that right, Brian?
Oh, Brian's
dead. Oh, we lost him.
Oh.
He slipped away from us. Maybe in real life. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Were you in a knife fight?
About 4 years ago at Fox Theater. And I was a bouncer there. I turned around to check out a couple of girls I just saw it in, and I just got an upward pain in my back, and I turned around and... hit the guy and knocked him out, dragged him out in the back alley and pissed on him. Peed on him.
Hold on a second. Just a second.
He stabbed you.
You got stabbed by a guy, you dragged him into an alley and pissed on him.
Well, I had help dragging him. He was a pretty big guy.
Why did he stab you?
I don't know. I turned around to check out a couple girls and literally I just got this sharp pain in my back. I have not a clue why I got stabbed.
Were you checking out one of his girls?
I could be a maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
So he got pissed you were looking maybe at one of his ladies.
Those are my bitches.
And stabbed you.
You know, regardless of the fact, it's the only and first time I've ever urinated on person. So figured that.
So you were bleeding out and you were just pissing all over
the place. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how I'd react, is to piss on someone after they stab me.
That is the proper response.
But if there's one place I never thought I'd be stabbed, it's the Fox Theater.
No.
Yeah, no, I would have never thought that.
And I would not think I was at a stabbing risk.
No.
No.
Jeez.
Years ago, now there's metal detectors and everything.
Yeah.
When you go into a show.
Oh, man, I don't even know how you react. Because they say that when you get stabbed, there's so much adrenaline, it doesn't feel like it should feel like at first. You're just kind of like, ooh.
Well, no, because I've stabbed myself, and it just felt like a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole knife was in me. And it just felt like a pinch.
Mm.
Like, once you get through the initial, like, skin, it didn't really feel like much through the rest of me. You know?
Cocaine expert Jimmy is up next here.
Oh, yes.
The lines. Hello,
hey,
Jimmy.
How's she going, eh?
When was the last time you were in a knife fight?
So it was like, let's see, about 10 years ago. I'll try to cut this down as quick as possible. I used to cook for a living, and I had taken a job in a nursing home. My grandmother was ill at the time, and I did it to be next to her. Well, so while I'm working there, I end up hooking up with this girl in the kitchen who was about 10 years younger than me. I was in my late 30s. She was in her late 20s. Well, it turned out she was lying, and she was married. And I found out she had this crazy hillbilly husband and she had a habit of doing this, of hooking up with guys, and then her crazy hillbilly husband would stab them.
Oh,
and,
no.
So it keeps getting worse. So I'm this guy's on, I know he's looking for me. He's been calling the nursing home making threats. Police have been out there two or three times. It's in the middle of the afternoon, and there's this old lady that does the dishes, and she's got this gigantic, I don't know if any of you guys ever worked in a kitchen, but the trash can in a dish tank weighs about 1,000 pounds.
Okay, if we could forward to the stabbing.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, guys. So I take the garbage out, and I hear footfalls behind me, and I turn my head while I'm lifting the garbage over my head, and the next thing I know, I got a knife in my side.
Oh!
I mean, it was just there. So I threw the garbage. I actually physically took the guy's hand and the knife out of my side.
Oh.
And I ended up putting a beating on him. I mean, he ended up in jail. Well, first he went to the hospital, then he went to jail. And I ended up with, I don't know, a dozen stitches or something.
Wow. So how big was the knife that was in you?
A standard pocket knife.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, like probably 4 or 5 inch blade, but it was kind of wide. I mean, he did a little damage. I was in for a while where they were, you know, they had to make sure he didn't puncture anything internal, but
holy
I basically
crap.
Walked away.
He didn't hit any
all right,
of your
Jimmy,
organs?
Just pure luck, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man, thanks for calling in. Every time someone says, I'll try and keep this short, or long story short, it's always the longest story in history. They're always the people that give you 18, the size of the garbage cans. Do we need to know the size of the garbage cans?
No, not at all.
I mean, thanks for the story, man. Glad you're okay.
No, but scary, though. You never,
definitely scary.
You know, it's just one of those things. Hooking up with anybody, either side, hooking up with anybody is a risk. You never know what someone brings to the table.
But that crazy chick just keeps that a secret, that she's married and then her boyfriend likes to stab people?
But you just never know. Like, you just never know.
All right, so we lost Brian and Ipsy. We did get him back here. Good morning, Brian. Okay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Penis boss.
Penis. So I understand it was just 2 days ago you were in a knife fight.
Yes, in Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor, you got in and
happened.
I actually got stabbed by my female best friend. She got this big, huge, humongous booty, right? And it looked like a little raisin or something, a dried up raisin. So I asked her about it, like, why do your booty look like a raisin? And we was arguing about it the whole time, you know what I'm saying? We was drinking booze and everything. And I smacked her booty, and man, she got extremely pissed off at me. And I turned around, it's like I was just gonna leave, and she stabbed me right in the shoulder, man, twice.
With what?
With a pocket knife.
Your friend stabbed you in the shoulder because she said she had a raisin ass?
Yes, a raisin booty. It was all dented up because she had these leggings or tight little pants on it. It looked like a shriveled up raisin.
Oh. So she had some, she had like a crater booty.
Cellulite or
raisin booty.
This girl is like maybe 350 plus in weight, I'm assuming.
So you basically insulted Norbert and then Norbert stabbed you back.
Yes, and then right now I try to call her and everything. I want her to come see me in the hospital, and she's just not believing me.
Dude, you need new friends, first of all. But you also shouldn't insult their asses.
Well, I think it was because the beard. I grabbed the booty multiple times, but this time it really had like little wrinkled dents and everything. So I really just wanted to get a real good squeeze out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Mm. No, I totally understand.
Trying to get to the bottom of why it is so raisiny.
Right. It was research.
She lost it, man. She stabbed me in the shoulder twice. I mean, I hope that we can still be friends at the end because I was intoxicated and she probably was intoxicated. So I do forgive her, but I am like in pain right now. I got 12 stitches in my shoulder.
My God, dude.
It's about to be friends after that, though.
Yeah. It is. Once someone stabs you, it's still hard to continue that friendship.
I know it's hard to be friends, but usually it's hard because the person who gets stabbed doesn't want to be friends anymore. He's like, we can be friends. I don't want to ruin that raisin ass relationship.
He still wants to get 2 scoops of those raisin booties.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you insult a lady's ass. A big lady.
A raisin booty.
I can almost visualize it.
I think what happened, and just correct me if I'm wrong here, Lisa, maybe you can. I think he didn't realize she was going to take it as an insult. Like, he was it looks like a little bit of a raisin booty.
And then he grabbed it, because you wouldn't
grab something you didn't like. You know what I mean? I wouldn't grab, like, an ass that looked...
I don't think when raisin booty is a good description.
Exactly. I don't agree with Chuck on this.
I instantly think negative.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was pointing out a negative. Oh, it's all dimply, and
he was being friendly about it, though.
Curious, more scientific.
Being kind of an a-hole about it. But, not very nice. So that's why she stabbed him.
Someone says, I would have stabbed him, too.
That's pretty rude.
I've never even heard of a raisin booty.
No, I've never heard of it.
Kim Kardashian has a raisin booty in real life.
Yeah, when you see her in a pair of pants.
Yeah, when it's not photoshopped, it's all... Because it's just chub. It's just a bunch of chub.
And it's all like cellulite dimples.
See, like, the cellulite is like a bumpier dimple kind of thing. It's not raisiny to me.
You wouldn't compare it to a raisin?
No. Raisins maybe have like more valleys and lines.
Maybe an orange?
Yeah, or like
a
cauliflower.
I think they compare it to that.
Well, cauliflower, but...
You know, like the
definitely don't
want to
be called that either.
Just put in, like, cellulite butt.
Well, someone said on MyFitnessPal, I've lost over 30 pounds and my butt now looks like a raisin.
So that's...
It looks deformed. I've lunched...
Yeah, but she said that... He said she was 350.
But maybe down
from 450.
Yeah,
but this is a big lady who lost some weight and her butt looks deformed. Said it has deep grooves and indents. It looks like a raisin.
Well, deep grooves. That's...
Deep grooves is what Andy
was
getting at.
That's what you think of when you think of a raisin.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she was a big girl that lost. She was 450, and now she's 350.
Oh, wow. You'd think.
With a raisin booty.
So the question on the riff lines is, when was the last time you were in a knife fight and what caused it? Anonymous, voice-changing technology. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, guys, I was going to do support and command, but now I think I'm going to do big ol' raisin booty.
Big
ol' raisin booty. Hey, so this was back in high school, but we were at a party store. Two rival towns happened to be there at the same time after a football game, of course. We get into a scuffle with the other guys from the other town. A couple guys got beat up pretty bad. So after the whole thing's done, we get in my buddy's car, we're driving away, and I look at my one buddy, and he's got blood all over his chest, and we're trying to figure out where he didn't get hit or anything. He wasn't bleeding from the face. Took off his shirt, he was sliced across the chest twice, and then checked him out a little bit more, and he got stabbed right in the side. You could fit your whole thumb in his side.
Oh, my goodness. So
we had to get him to the hospital.
And he was okay.
He ended up being fine. He had 5 stitches, but, that was the last time.
Oof. Yeah, you don't get many rumbles after that when you see it up close.
Again, these are technically not knife fights. They're more stabbings.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, I think being in a knife fight...
Does it mean that to both of you are wielding?
You're both having knives in your hands. It's a fight. It's not a stabbing. That's what I thought would be really hard to get. Last time you were in a knife fight, you and another person both have knives.
Mm, boy, because usually I feel like that ends in death.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it?
I mean, you can't call it.
because they're dead.
Yeah. Horrible maiming.
Yeah, it's tough. All from the jail.
50% of the callers we need for this are dead.
But there's one other person who generally lives.
Because we didn't really think about that too well
yeah.
before we brought it to the
I'm
air.
I'm cool with stabbings. I...
You'll take you like a good stabbing?
I like a good stabbing story.
Voice changing continues here. Especially as we head to another anonymous caller. When was the last time you were in a knife fight, Anonymous?
About a week ago.
A week ago. And what happened?
I was downtown. I was coming out of a party store. And two Mexican guys started talking a little smack. And I tried to get out of there because one of them was really big. Nobody wants to mess with two people at once.
Yep.
One thing led to another. Next thing I know, I see the shine of a blade. And I'm pretty good with my hands. I used to teach karate. And, well, one of them walked away with a limp, and one of them's never going to go to the bathroom right again.
Oh, what'd you do to him?
No.
I defended myself.
You kick him in the nuts, what'd you do?
Or took that knife and put it up his...
I took the knife from him and stuck it.
Took and the knife and stuck it.
Did you stuck it in his... Stuck it. Did you stuck it? I'm so stuck.
Did you stuck it in his dong?
Did you stick it in his dong?
Yeah.
Oh, stabbed in the dong!
That's the wrong guy to pick a knife fight with.
Mm.
I was trying to pierce one of the danglers, but I guess I missed.
Oh my!
Got him right in the captain.
Yeah, right in the captain. And he got stuck in something or other.
Oh my lord! Oh my lord! Lots of places I'd be stabbed before I'd get stabbed in the dong.
That's a dong fatality for me. I can only take one stab.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
It's over. Lights out.
A 1-inch blade and the thing is gone. It cannot sustain a 1-inch, half-inch blade.
Wow.
And I'm risking a lot.
Okay, so here's one that came in through text. At a party in college, no idea who he was, but some dude, a little too drunk, pulled a box cutter out of his pocket, threatening to cut me.
Mm.
So I pulled a decorative katana off the wall and said, "Bring it!
You Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction did."
He said, "Luckily, people intervened before I went samurai on his ass."
Oh,
Jesus.
You don't bring a box cutter to a katana fight.
No.
This one, my grandma and I got into a pretend knife fight with those little plastic cocktail swords. Thought it was all fun and games until she stabbed it about 2 inches into my forearm. Grandma, don't play around.
Oh, no.
I win. Grandma, no! Someone says it sounds like Dave is expecting stories like Michael Jackson's Beat It video. Well, kind of.
That is what I kept picturing with a knife fight. Because fighting with a knife is real weird. That's a weird technique.
Well, like Steven Seagal has some epic knife fights in some of his movies.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, ching, 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 ching. Like, it's tough for a knife to hit another knife, you know?
It's like a movie with Tommy Lee Jones. You hold it out.
What? Yeah.
Like,
well,
you're gonna
and
stab
he holds
like this.
It down and in, and then,
yeah,
you know, you... Someone wants to hear what your Latin penis would sound like if it was stabbed. Lisa! Save me!
Sort of sounds like a real hurt Mexican guy.
Well, and you would be. And you would be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stabbed him right in his dong. You'll never go be again the same way after I stabbed him right in his dick.
Okay, let's head back to the Riff Lines, and Jonathan's with us. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good, man. We're wondering, when was the last time you were in a knife fight?
That was a few years ago. I was on Fort Benning. We were doing some combatives training, and we were doing it cross military. I'm an Army Ranger. And we had this SEAL that was doing training with us. It wasn't quite a SEAL. He was in training for it. And he thought he was cocky and was kicking everybody's butts in combatives, so... couple, me and my guys, we came up and we're like, you know, if you really want to fight, and we bring out the K-bars, we'll have a good time. So he jumped, and he was ready to go, so later that night, we went out, we both pulled out K-bars, and We both ended up with about 4 stabs in the leg, 2 in the arm, and 1 in the back of his.
You both pulled out knives and fought and just continually stabbed each other?
Yeah, we weren't willing to give up at all.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So I'm sure you still have scars all over your body.
I have 3 on my legs. I had 3 stitches apiece. I mean, K-bars are relatively thin, the ones we were using, so... It was just in, out, until somebody finally said, okay, I can't take it anymore, and our uniforms are too bloody.
My God, man.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a Navy SEAL for you.
Navy SEAL and Army Ranger.
A little different than 2 magic card players.
Fake lightning bolt! Fake lightning bolt!
Yeah.
Force of will!
Oh! Well played! Emrah Cool, the Aeon's torn.
I don't know what you just said, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. When was the last time you were in a knife fight?
They're my people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Support Command.
Support Command.
Hey, this is back very late 80s, 89-ish. Me and a friend of mine, well, actually my girlfriend's brother, went up and we went out to the bar, had a few cocktails. Came back home. This is in Macomb County area. One thing led to another, and... I said, you want to do something? We'll go out in front yard like men. And he ran back in my house in the kitchen, grabbed the 8-inch skin suturated edge steak knife.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, why fight when you can run? So I ran. He followed me. And he was catching me. So I was like, well, turn around and charge him like a football player and try and knock the knife away. Tried knocking the knife away, and he got me 3 times on the rib cage.
Oh.
Pushed him up. Then I almost cut my thumb off by me swinging at him, trying to knock it away. And then... ended up falling down because he got me right in the chest and dropped me. So then he came to his senses and realized what a dummy he was. Him and my buddy picked me up, carried me to the house. I stood on the front porch, see my axe because I cut wood on the side. See my axe, and I turned around and said, now I'm going to obviously do something to you. And he seen that, and he started running. I started chasing him. I lost too much blood. He got away. I came back to the house, blew out all the windows of his van because I was a little upset, and then waited for the ambulance to come in my shower. After I came back and blew all the windows out of his van. Went to court. He ended up getting a few years probation, attempted murder, all that good stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he can't so much as carry a pocket knife now. I have never seen him to this day yet. That was back in, 90, 89-ish.
Oh, 89. Billy Squire
still
was playing.
Still got the scars to this day. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying Billy Squire was playing.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling in, man.
Oh,
he didn't laugh at that joke.
My life has been...
No,
it's not a joke.
Well, once you've been stabbed 80. And are bleeding out and have to chase somebody with an axe. And,
well, and you notice he's like, I haven't seen him since. Because I feel like if he saw him...
It wouldn't be good.
No. Well, once you stab a guy and then he like chases after you with an axe, you probably just move, right?
God, what a scary moment when you're running away from knife guy.
And realize he's going
to
get me.
Yeah, and realize he's catching up to you.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I'm not good at running. I'm not good at getting stabbed.
Might be better at getting stabbed than you think.
I probably. I got some room between the organs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you might be.
No organs were hurt.
Just some blood.
You know?
Do you think a guy named Badger from Toledo has been in a knife fight?
There's no question.
Badger, how are you?
How's she going, Badger?
When was the last time you were in a knife fight?
I'm actually a scrap hauler. I go to scrap yards and pick up scrap metal all the time.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes what'll happen is you're looking around, just waiting to get loaded, and these guys will come up from these yards thinking you're after, copper or whatever, and they'll come after you. I carry about 4 knives on me, and one of them, your dad was in the Marines, so I carry a knife about that big. I pull that out every time they come at me. And it gets interesting sometimes.
That's a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. The life of a Toledo scrapper. All right, Blades. Or what's his name? Badger?
Badger.
Badger.
Blades.
Blades. Blades.
Badger Blades.
More like Blades.
His name is Badger Blades.
He carries a bunch of blades on him.
Jesus. So, to be a scrapper, you got to literally knife fight your way to the...
Well, I do. Well, because if you... Anybody who works in the industry where there's steel involved, these guys just show up to your place and they will just look for like scraps and they'll just steal them.
Mm.
They try and take them. Some guys will ask for them
And a lot of times the guys will ask, and if you give it to them once, you just come and take it the next time. Mm. You know? And so these people end up in fights.
It's very...
This guy is a cop, texted and said it was Thanksgiving night, and a grandpa who looked like Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son mm-hmm. came at me with a turkey carver.
Ooh.
Oh, geez.
Lucky for him, a dose of pepper spray took him down, and he went to jail. He said cops hate holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my dad. You don't want him to come at you with that 1969
electric turkey
carver.
Luckily, the end of you. Can only reach
yeah,
so
exactly.
Far, right?
Yeah, 4 feet. He can only run about 4 feet. And then you... you're probably still not safe, but yeah.
Dave, your butt's about to be flooded.
Chuck the Freak.
If something goes to live in my butt, it's dead.
Lisa Way.
It is huge.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak. Freak. 101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
So this day and age, there's, I think, a lot of people in the world that would let their partner do something for money out of desperation. And maybe they're not cool with it, but they know they need the money, and they let their guy or their girl go do something they don't approve of.
Like hand jobs.
In order to get some cash. On the red lines for the next little bit, does your partner do something for money that you're not cool with, but you let it happen? 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743. There's one chick, for example, that goes on dates with men for money, and her boyfriend doesn't mind because of the money it brings in. And they did a little story on this girl. Let's take a listen.
I'm like
here.
The woman who will have a drink for money.
Dating isn't about finding love for Marcia Favre. She's a professional dater and gets paid to go on dates with men.
Literally show up, have a drink, talk about nothing, and get paid.
Jesus Christ.
I think escorting is like arm candy. That is something I'm totally not interested in. If I can wrap the drink date up in 30 minutes, that's my goal. I don't really have respect for anyone that would pay me to go out with him. See, he looks like a nice person.
Oh my God,
look at that old white guy.
I'm just looking for a...
company for a drink.
I was looking for a real hot black chick.
Working musician was looking for extra money.
When
she heard about the website, What's My Price, where men approach women with their price per date. And she decided to try out.
I was on a dating site once, and I had a lot of traffic. A lot of people were writing to me, and I thought, you know, I should get paid for this.
Wow.
The most I've been paid was $1,500, and that was literally less than 30 minutes.
What?
Marcia usually goes on one date a month, so far making over $9,000, spending her earnings on her date nights with her long-term boyfriend, Joseph.
My boyfriend, when I first told him, he kind of chuckled. He's like, are you serious? People actually pay to have drinks or dinner? I said, yeah, they do.
So, at first, in all honesty, it was interesting to wrap my head around, but once I thought about it, I realized, you know, she's going out to have drinks, so now she has money to take me out for drinks, so I'm totally fine with it.
Drinks, is it?
Yeah.
It's just drinks and dinner?
Because it's quick money, it's easy money.
Yeah.
When she goes out on dates, she'll describe a few of them that are entertaining enough to be mentioned again, but in general, we don't really talk about it.
I think she's
the
dating
one thing
dude.
I went on, this guy was super, super short. He was even shorter than me. He was a drag. He was so boring. I think that was the worst date.
Yeah. Oh, that was our date.
I was walking out in the pretty windy day, and like his wig blew off.
Yeah, that was also my date.
I did not see it, but it was quite obvious.
I've had a real cool wig.
And she's been taking care of herself in this city for her entire life. I'm not too worried.
When I talk to these people, I kind of see myself like a therapist, you know? Have a drink, talk about your life, and pay me. Pay me.
That's a rough job. I couldn't handle that.
Imagine
hanging out with people.
Going on bad dates.
Yeah, going on bad dates.
It's like every time it's just a bad date.
Yeah.
You may get the odd person you don't mind, but the majority, if they have to pay $1,500 to have dinner for someone, they're a disaster.
What's this website?
Yeah. What did they say it was?
Pay me my price.
Your price. What's your price or something like that?
It'd be interesting to see like what you'd have to pay for some of these people.
And this is just what they do at strip clubs. I mean,
exactly.
A lot of times, you know, some of those guys don't get dances or anything. They'll just sit at the bar and buy the girl drinks. And
what's your price.com, the online dating auction?
Probably have to sign up.
I'm sure you do. And I'm not signing up for any more dating sites after the Ashley Madison fiasco.
Yeah.
This guy, Brandon, says it takes the science out of dating. It's really about economics. Dating is about supply and demand, quality over quantity. We all know what it takes to capture the attention of a beautiful girl. But after the first date, then it's up to you. So do you think most of these guys go into it thinking, well, I'll pay this much to get a date with her, but then maybe she'll fall in love with me or maybe she'll really like me?
I think it's supposed to play and cater to those guys, yeah.
There's no question that's the game plan. Mm.
So sex is no part of it?
Not
for her, maybe for others.
Maybe for others. But, I mean, what it is for a guy who, you know, isn't the type of guy, you know, like I was thinking about myself. It's like, okay, so I'm not the guy who's going to go to a bar and a pretty girl is going to decide to talk to me that night.
Right.
Right? It would be, they'd have to see me do something funny, and then maybe they'd be like, oh, okay, maybe I should talk to that guy. This way, you take that whole part of it out of it, you pay, and then you have the girl that you think is pretty show up, and then it's like, okay, well, now you're stuck with me for half an hour, but if I can make you laugh. Oh, yeah, no, I know. It's not what to do.
You're being ripped off.
You're being ripped off.
Absolutely. There's no question.
Taking advantage of.
There are men falling for it, and there are men stupid enough to pay that money. I don't know. So do you let your partner do anything for cash that maybe you don't totally agree with? 248-544-WRIF. This guy says, I'm a gay man, and I do the exact same thing as this girl, typically with much older men. I only go on dates on the weekend, and I make between $2,000 and $3,000 just chatting and dinner.
Hmm.
What the F?
Well, I mean, I was trying to think if there's something to that whole adage where if you have something, you know, nice on your arm, does that make other people more attracted to you? You know, and then maybe these old guys, because I'm sure these old guys that are paying that guy $3,000 to go have dinner, they're hoping they get everything at the end.
Anonymous is with us here on the Riff Lines. We're talking about letting your partner do something for cash that maybe you don't agree with. What about you?
Lisa, LA Fitness meltdown.
Never happened. Will never happen.
All right. So my wife's not a hooker or anything like you guys are talking about, but she's into fashion and everything. So she was really interested in this pair of boots. So this company was all sold out of them. So she went like 10 pages deep on Google and found some mom and pop store that sold these sweet leather boots that she wanted. So she bought like 4 pair for $100 and turned around and sold them on eBay for $300 a piece. So, I mean, that just goes back to like supply and demand, I guess. But I just don't like seeing people getting ripped off. I told you, you know, it might backfire one day. And it already like one of the shipping like went array on her, and I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If there's people out there that are going to pay that, you're not doing anything illegal. No. They don't have to buy it from you. You're not holding a gun to their head. Is it the greatest thing to do? Well, but
unless it's a knockoff of.
Yeah, if you're claiming it's something it's not, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you're just selling stuff and people are willing to pay the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big deal with that? This person said, my girl works at a tanning salon. There is a customer that comes in there, and he has her put his lotion all over his arms and back, and he pays her $20 every time. And he lets her do it.
$20.
$20. To lotion me up.
Not enough.
Really lube me up.
Do you know how much this body would cost to lube?
Jeez.
Hundreds.
She's taken advantage of.
Oh, my
20
God.
$20. Give me a break.
Yep.
That's she must,
Andrew Jackson.
She no. must not mind rubbing him. It has to be something like that, right? $20 is a guy who's, he's okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Because I could never say $20, you rub lotion all over this, in the hair and in the arms, all over my back, my hairy back. Like, there's no way someone, not even someone who liked me, you know?
Yeah, that's like crack whore prices.
It really is.
He knows he's getting a boner, right? I mean, maybe he's face down, but, I mean, that's turning this guy on. That's why he's getting her to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what else is going on.
How creepy is that to be like $20 if you rub lotion?
Can you imagine saying that to a woman?
No, I cannot.
Listen, if you lotion me up, I'll slip you a 20.
Takes a certain guy.
I guess it does.
It's like, I'd feel pathetic if I were giving somebody $20. Yeah.
I'd feel like the world's biggest perv.
Yeah.
This one, my girlfriend used to get paid to go on dates, actually, with one older guy before we were together. A lot of money. I told her I wouldn't be able to deal with that, though, and she cut it off.
Yeah.
Just dates, dude. I'd always question that it was just dates.
That's where I would have my problem. You know, because I wouldn't believe it. I'm not spending $3,000 for just sitting here to talk and have a couple drinks.
Yeah, the world's loneliest, wealthiest person.
Nah.
I mean, some guys are. I guess we're talking about this chick that goes on dates with men for money, and her boyfriend doesn't mind. They were a part of this special that we played a clip of. Does your partner do something for cash that you don't completely agree with? You can reach out to us on the Riff Lines, 248-544-WRIF. This person said, my wife had surgery a few months back, and even though she's no longer in pain, she lies to her doctor to continue to get medication. And then she sells that to a friend of hers that's addicted to it. Well, that's horrible.
Sure is. Fairly, really horrible.
Your wife's a horrible woman. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
It's awful.
Stop her from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop her.
Stop it, please, now. Manny from Detroit. Hi, Manny.
Good morning.
So we're talking about letting your partner do something you may not agree with, but for money.
Okay, this wasn't me. This was actually my parents.
Okay.
My dad co-owned a bottomless bar, and my mom worked as a topless dancer. My dad walked into his friend's, establishment, and he's just like, ooh, who's that on stage? And it was just like instant love at first sight. And they mutually worked their jobs for 2 years and then got married, had a family, committed, and walked away from it all.
A love story.
Oh, wow. Lisa Chief Trey.
Okay. All right, Manny.
Have a great morning.
Yeah, see ya.
I own a bottomless bar, have you heard of a bottomless bar?
No, it's a pretty funny concept, though.
They're clothed from the waist up, but nude from the waist down?
Okay, just bits out.
No, but... So does that what that mean? Is that what that means? Or is it like a bottomless, so like you're just in a bikini type of thing? It's like a bikini bar. Or is it...
Topless is without top. I would assume bottomless is without bottoms.
But yeah, you have a top?
I mean, bottomless probably means... Because like most strip clubs are technically topless, right? If they can serve booze.
Exactly. So he had a club that was fully nude, but you couldn't sell booze.
So maybe that's how they just called it bottomless. To let you know, they also took their bottoms off.
Okay.
We're talking about if you let your partner do something for cash that you maybe don't agree with. This person said, my boyfriend poses nude for the art class at his college. He's a wrestler. He's really hot. And now all these people know what his schlong looks like. He's gotten a lot of Facebook messages and attention, though, from the people in the class after hours.
Yeah, I can just imagine myself doing that.
You're going to do some nude art modeling?
Yeah, that's a...
Never. My sister was in art, though, in college, and she said, just all these different people, like, all walks of life. You never knew what you were going to get. It could be like a 85-year-old man just stripping nude and just laying on a table, and that's who you had to draw that day, and...
Ugh, that's
shocking. You never knew what you were going to get.
Yeah.
A lot of the strippers,
that were like doing school and stuff. Oh, yeah. They would do that. Cash. They would do that.
They were just getting nude anyway.
It was generally old, pervy dudes. Hmm. And like every once in a while, like a they stripper. Get
pay attention to detail.
You getting all the wrinkles?
Notice which way my pubes curl.
Therese, you're on with Dave and Chuck, the Freak. Good morning.
I love the shading in my pubic delta.
We're doing okay. Thanks. What's your comment?
Well, it's just, I was listening to you, and Chuck was saying that nobody would rub lotion on him because he's hairy, and, yeah. And I don't know. But I rub lotion on my husband, who's hairy and all those issues, for free. So I'm like, he wants to give me $20.
Oh, wow. Well, see, so you've been classed, you've been conditioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I do that all the time. Rub feet, rub legs, rub whatever, and just the body part, and I have to do it. So, and I do it for my husband, so I'm like, yeah.
Wow, you're like a nice wife.
For $20, yeah, I'm like, no problem.
All right, Therese, thank you for calling
for me. There's hope for me.
What does your partner do for cash that you maybe don't agree with, but you let them do it for the money? This one, my wife doesn't approve really, but I go to a dude's house from Craigslist who's paralyzed, and he pays me to bang his wife because he can't.
Huh?
I mean, is it cuckold if he's paralyzed? Is it really?
Yeah, it's still a cuckold.
It's a weird. It's not voluntary cuckold though.
Classic cuckold.
Classic cuckold. Yeah, I mean, he's also, I guess, keeping her around.
Yeah,
that way, and he's looking out for her sexual interests, which is, I guess, nice, but. Still sitting there and watching. Like, if I became paralyzed, I was with someone, and I was like, okay, you're still with me, but I'm going to let you have sex. I'm wheeling myself to the end.
It doesn't say he's in there watching. You guys are just assuming.
Oh, I thought he was in there watching.
No,
I thought
he was in there
watching. If you're in there watching, it's a classic.
You could just be like, yeah. Oh my God, she hasn't had sex in 5 years. I've got to get her laid.
The watching is what makes it a classic.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know he's doing that.
No, we don't know that. We don't know that.
Listen to this weird one. This woman says, a guy I'm dating is a drag queen for extra money. He got started by losing a bet, but he's still doing it.
A classic gay.
I'm not sure, she says. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Like Andy on the weekend slips a wig and dress on and.
Started as a joke, guys, but listen, I love it. I love sequin dresses.
He's like the Bette Midler of Royal Oak or something on the weekends.
I'm killing it. People keep coming to the shows. I don't know what to tell you.
You're walking down the street, I pass you, Andy?
Lisa, shut up. Listen. Okay, so I moonlight as a drag queen. Okay? You can't tell anybody.
What's your drag queen name?
My drag queen name is Delicious.
And Delicious. Do you know how they have the one drag queen that comes out, though, and is like, usually it's like the bigger girl, but she's hilarious?
Yeah. Right.
You know?
That's what I'd be.
That's
be like smoking cigarettes and be like, honey, let me tell you.
Like, I can see. I mean, I can't see, but I mean, I'm just saying there's a niche for that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm killing it, Lisa.
I still don't want to date Delicious, though.
No, you don't.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. She's not sure how she feels about it, but
it's weird. You know, definitely it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Sometimes you have a calling.
Yeah.
Rick from Southgate. Hi, Rick. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're talking about what you let your partner do for money that you may not agree with.
Okay. It's actually me. And what it is this voice change of technology?
No. Yes, it is now. There you go.
All right. So, past, what, 3-4 years, I've been running a so-called kissing company.
A what?
And what it is.
What is it?
Yeah, a kissing company. Some young ladies, they want to, pay for their school. I'm like, sell a little, something, we can get you into school. So, it's basically like a side prostitution business. Everything's good. Everybody get treated well. Everybody get their fair wages.
So, you're like big pimping.
You're a pimp.
talking
I'm
about
Zaddy,
pimping.
What the girls call me, Zaddy.
Yeah, Dad.
I don't know what that is.
But, okay, are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. I've been married for the past 10 years.
Okay, and your wife's okay with you being a pimp?
Long as I don't speak with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? You just got to, it's like being a drug dealer. You don't want to do your own supply, you know?
Right.
Right, right. Don't smoke your own supply, you know?
Yep. And she's fine with you going out and, you know, taking care of these ladies of the night?
Sometimes. It's been a big issue as far as, you know, the bills ain't getting paid, but, you know, she drives around in a brand new car. I don't see what the hell she's complaining about.
Mm-hmm. Does she do it ever?
Say it again?
Has she done it ever for you?
That's how I met her.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well, that's different. If she's been in the biz.
Yeah. It's more she can understand it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But still, she knows the biz, too.
Right.
That's why she's...
What's the best part of being a pimp, Rick?
Honestly, you know, I get to talk to them how I want to. You know, the right amount of change don't come. I got the right to act up and throw some furniture around.
Oh, I thought you treated them right.
Well, as long as they give him his money.
Bitch better have my money, to quote someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want my money on time in the right amount.
Yep. All right, Pimp Rick, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
Yep.
See you. Dude. Thanks for listening.
It ain't easy, and bitch better have my money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's a pimp.
What is the best part about being a pimp?
Yeah. Dude,
you know what? I never know which kind of turns this life is going to take. I just want to know, is it hard being a pimp? Is it really hard out there for a pimp?
Oh, man. I love to see David, a pimp, just fishing, talking.
Yeah. Tell me their secrets, Rick the pimp.
Are you going to get these bitches money or they take it from you?
Okay, so how do you get that money?
Well, you just tell them who boss is. You know, they know who their daddy is.
Oh, so you're their daddy. Okay. I get it.
That's
so I'll be called daddy. And then if they don't bring you the correct change.
Yeah, you take care of it. You know what I've been saying.
No, I like a talking to.
Man, give me a fishing pole.
Okay, and then you do that.
See, just like that.
Oh my goodness!
Here's your fishing pole back.
Yeah. I have questions. I'm curious. The underbelly of life fascinates me sometimes. I want to know how it all works. This one came in. We're talking about what you let your partner do for money that you may not agree with. This one, my girlfriend has amazing feet and long legs. Her feet have the perfect toes and arches. I jokingly said to her once, we should go on Craigslist and have you give, like, feet jobs or something. See if men will pay for it.
Oh, stop.
4 months later, she makes, on average, $1,000 a week from a couple of different guys.
But they bang her feet.
They come over. I sit in the corner to make sure nothing happens. She strokes them till finale. They leave. $100 a pop. Sometimes it takes, like, 30 seconds because the guys are so into it. I really don't mind.
That's a classic cuckold.
He says, I don't mind. We're getting paid.
Mm.
Wow, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. I can understand if your girl has something super hot, like a super hot feet and legs, doing something where you like start a website where guys like buy her socks or guys buy her shoes, something like that. I'm like, okay, that's not touching. And listen, you're just born with those things and dudes are going to pay money for that. So, okay. But
nuts.
Foot jobs?
Foot jobs.
Yeah, foot jobs is crazy.
You in the corner?
You mind her feet now.
So those guys don't mind getting a foot job from a girl with another dude watching.
No, man. If you're into feet and there's someone that's willing to let you do that to their feet, you take it. They're paying for it anyway, so they know it's weird.
This one, my girlfriend used to be a stripper and is still in contact with 4 or 5 guys she met at the clubs. Most of them pay her about $500 to hang out or go to dinner. Unfortunately, one does bang her, but she gets a lot more money from that guy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate.
I just don't know how you could be cool with it.
No,
I don't either.
I'm just set up differently than some people, I guess.
Well, my girlfriend sells pictures to a couple on the internet. They have a weird circumcision fetish.
Hmm.
A
Is he uncircumcised and she takes pictures of him?
That's
that
weird.
Must be
the only
must
way
be.
That that would work.
Yeah. Must be. Well, like we've talked to other people where a lot of people are trying to set up these things where like couples will take pictures and then we'll send them to you and then you guys take pictures and you send them to us and then it's like this weird like porn trade to just each other, you know?
Well, that's different if it's his dong, though. Someone said, I'm into feet, but there ain't no way in hell I'm having some dude in the corner during that.
Yeah.
Well, you're into feet, but you're not as into feet as some guys.
Yeah, some guys.
And you can maybe find a chick that is into that.
This always blows me away when we talk about stuff like this. My fiance does foot jobs on Craigslist, too, for guys.
Oh.
A lot of them want me to watch. We just charge extra for that.
Weird.
Watch.
There's two people that listen to our show that give foot jobs on Craigslist.
Oh, no. There's 100 people that listen to
our... You're not surprised, are you?
Yeah, there's 100 people.
We just heard from two.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Dave, you've got nice feet. You should give gay foot jobs.
I'm okay, thanks.
Extra $1,000 a week, Dave.
If it makes you feel better, I'll sit in the corner and watch.
Yeah, it would make me feel better, actually.
Make sure you stay safe.
James is already starting his male foot job website.
Oh, yeah. I got to develop the foot condom first.
Develop it.
I don't know what these guys on Craigslist are carrying around.
Oh,
and
dude.
The finale goes all over my toes.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
Anonymous.
Oh, that's awful.
Anonymous, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're talking
voice
about...
change? No.
Nope. Letting your partner do something for money that you don't agree with.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm actually a debt collector for a bookie.
You're a debt collector for a bookie?
My girlfriend does not agree with it, but it's really good money.
Do you have to do some crazy stuff to get the money sometimes?
Yes, you do.
I've had to do a couple things, but I mean, I've never been hurt. I've never had to kill anybody, but...
Right, just close.
Worst day as a bookie?
Worst day as a bookie, I don't know, I went to go collect something, and a couple guys were waiting for me, and jumped me instead of me jumping them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the chance you take. I mean, they do know you're coming at some point, right, when they're not paying.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good side money, but my girlfriend is not, like, she always worries about it.
Yeah, it's stressful for her, probably.
All right, man, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
All right,
collects money for gambling debts for a living. Yeah, because
any kind of money collection is a tough go.
Yeah, that's
being
hard.
A tow truck driver in Detroit is scary. Never mind, debt collector.
Yeah.
Well, these jobs are out there. People are doing them. A lot of crazy things for cash.
Yeah,
and some people can look the other way. I think most of us would never be able to look the other way.
No.
Like, could you let Patty give somebody foot jobs and not... Would you sit in the corner and...
No, I don't need to watch. I don't care. It wouldn't bother me. I could read a book or something.
Nah. Different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What the hell's the matter with you guys?
101 WRIF.
You mentally defective or something?
The Riff. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A 38-year-old guy met a woman through Tinder. They decided to meet up. And then things went a little south for her.
Uh-oh.
Here's that story from ABC 15 in Phoenix. Take a listen.
Yeah, he got away with her entire purse and her car keys, her ID with her address on it, and her phone. How she linked up with this guy in the first place with the online dating app, Tinder.
It's rough. Dating is rough these days.
And because of that, she thought she was doing all the right things when deciding to meet her online date for the first time.
I feel like I took the appropriate cautions with this, meeting him in public,
at a busy venue during the day.
She doesn't want to be identified, but says the pair had talked for weeks on the phone and it continued to flow while they sat by the Phoenician pool.
He put me at ease. He seemed genuine and I trusted him. At least enough to leave my stuff with him while I went to the restroom.
But one trip cost her everything.
Awesome. Felt sick. I felt sick that this had happened.
She called his number.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
But had already been disconnected, his profile deleted, and
there's already $800 removed.
Pulled out of the ATM at Casino Arizona while his date could barely figure out how to get a ride home.
I still am hopeful. I believe that there is love out there.
She has his picture, but police wouldn't confirm to ABC 15 if it was indeed the guy thereafter. Overall, this woman hopes everyone will find that balance between being open and being cautious. Megan Thompson, ABC 15, Arizona.
Why aren't they showing the picture?
Well, they didn't initially. They did now because they got him, and it was him. It was the same guy there. They were able to track him down yesterday. He was arrested for felony theft, theft of a credit card, and identity theft as well.
Don't leave your purse.
Yeah, that's crazy,
right? I don't even leave it with people I know. Like, I'm taking my purse into the bathroom.
With people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's getting nowhere near my purse.
You never know. Somebody looks away that you're with, and then somebody else comes and swipes. Keep that purse with you.
Yeah.
Guys, I stole Lisa's purse.
Andy!
I don't know why I did it.
Dude, what's
it? I don't know. I gave her all her money. I gave her savings account.
Andy,
that's so wrong.
Oh, man, if you
give me my purse back.
No, honestly, if you can get your hands on Lisa's purse, who knows what's in it?
True.
You know, she's always got good stuff in it.
Yeah.
Maybe pizza or...
Yeah.
She's got
pizza in there. Cheese.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Stupid.
There's cookies in here.
Oh, yeah.
But she met him at, like, I don't know if that was a hotel or something. They, like, spent the day at a hotel pool.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the bathroom, and then So, obviously, he's just waiting for her to go the whole time, right? To be alone with her stuff? Because that was his end game.
He got lucky, too, because if, you know, she would have...
So, why do you meet at a hotel?
That's what I thought, too. You're going to bang.
Bizarre, right?
But it doesn't... Hold on, though. She didn't have a room there. She needed to get home. I don't know if you can just...
They were just hanging out,
out of the pool.
She needed to get home after he... stole her purse and said,
yeah,
I'm
but
out.
You, if you had a room, you'd stay there for the night. You wouldn't need to get home.
Well, I think what you do is you meet your Tinder date there, and then you're like, if stuff goes
okay,
well,
you go
get a room.
Yeah.
You go get a room. Which she was willing to go get a
room. That lady, she had been through the ringer, it seemed like.
Yeah.
She's like, dating. These days, it's just, it's just hard, you know. It takes a toll out of you. Everybody's pure evil, it seems.
Dating world is rough.
You find a guy who looks like James Bond, well, like a cheaper version of him. Like a B-rated Daniel Craig.
She doesn't give up. She just keeps going.
Well, don't try to find love on goddamn Tinder.
No, it's not where love exists.
She wasn't looking for love, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
She's looking for sex.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is the question I have. I don't know. Maybe I'm too lazy. I wouldn't put that investment in just to steal a purse. Like, that guy didn't know what he's going
to
get.
And he talked to her for, like, weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he talked
for weeks.
So do you think it was he met her and was like, nothing's going on here. I'm going to take this purse and get out of here. Or it's his entire game is to steal, and he just set it up for weeks.
Dude, he was
I think he was
ready within seconds to cancel his phone, to cancel his account. You know what I mean?
I think it's like a thing that he does. It's a plan.
Yeah, he must have.
Just a big investment for what
could be
not much in the
end. Yeah, and a lot of people don't carry cash, and then the credit card. I'm going to cancel the credit card instantly. And
how did he get the ATM to work? He just guessed her number?
Yeah, that's weird, too.
That part is weird, and I wonder if it was just because it's like a casino and he could do a cash advance at a thing. Or
something, like a credit card cash advance.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
But even then, you'd think you need an ID or something.
Crazy.
Just go to Raise.
Unless he was just like, all right, well.
We might be dealing with the smoothest talking silver tongued devil we've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
this is a woman I stole. I stole a credit card. Please give me the money.
Okay, sir. There
you go.
Listener said, I used to work at that hotel in Phoenix. Those pools have pool parties all the time. You don't need to have a room to go there. I just went to a pool party. She thought that would be a fun public place. She was in a bathing suit, too, like they hanging out by the pool.
Yeah.
So now you have no money, no ID, no phone, and you're in a bathing suit.
Oh my God.
How do you get home?
A bathing suit is funny.
Wow, what a bad first date for me. The old pool.
Would you meet a girl at a pool for a first date?
I mean, like, what am I going to... You like my choice of pool gear? It's a Hawaiian button-up and these really baggy swim trunks. Yep. Let me pop the shirt off, see if I can close this.
You got your snorkel.
Yeah, I'm like,
your mask.
Let's dive for rings. You want to dive for rings? Let's throw the rings at the bottom of the pool and dive for them. See how long we can hold our breath.
I'm having a super hard time getting to the bottom.
Cannonball! You want to get a room and have some hot sex?
Pool date, not going to be your strong point.
That shouldn't be my first date, no. We got to be in love.
Oh my God, I would fail miserably on a pool date.
Oh, yeah, like me trying to come out of the water, like, looking hot.
Like that model, like, flip your head back.
My chest hair all askew.
Oh, that's mine just perfectly flattened down. And then, like, my shorts suck up against my tiny little wiener.
Yeah.
And I get out of there.
And I tell you what, even with a ladder, it's not pretty.
Oh my God, no.
There's like a cascading effect of water that like has created, it's like when a whale jumps out of the water and it takes all that water with it because it's so goddamn huge.
Yeah.
When I get out of a pool, there's like a literal goddamn Niagara Falls of water that comes off of me, pulls my shorts down so you see half of my ass crack.
Yeah. Gotta watch it. And you can't let go of those, can't let go of those rails.
My white back fat just illuminated in the sun.
That's I look.
You paint quite a picture of me,
dude. Me on a beach, I am as white. I'm the whitest person on the beach.
Oh, yeah. There's a pool at my apartment complex, and I would go there, and I was just like, I can't be doing this around anybody.
Oh,
I gotta go when there's nobody here. Because it is, I get out of the water, it's like a submarine just surfaced.
Yeah.
So much water. I retain a lot of water.
I'm telling you.
People in the shallow end, all of a sudden they're down, there's water's down their ankles.
I'm sorry, everyone. Jeez.
Dude, I'm not even
Andy
going.
Tsunami.
Yeah. I'm not even going near the ladder.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest. Because my lack of flexibility. And sometimes those ladders are like,
well,
way
you gotta
up
like
high.
Spider-Man you yourself.
Yeah. What is the deal with that?
Do the pool ladder?
So you gotta go to the steps.
I just go to the steps. I'm not wasting my time with that ladder.
I have swam to the steps before because of how troublesome ladder is. Because you gotta do like some Navy SEAL type stuff to get your first leg on that ladder.
I always feel like
propel yourself like a dolphin.
Taller, it doesn't.
I would have thought that it would have been even worse for you because that first step sometimes is like, really? Like, seriously? It's right at the top of the water.
Yeah, you gotta be like,
I'm a tall guy. I've got long legs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, it's like, poorly designed. Like, I have a pool. I don't have a ladder in my pool. Yeah. I was like, but here's the one thing I don't want.
A ladder.
Yeah.
No ladders.
Yeah, you got the steps. I like the steps.
Yeah, steps.
Yeah, but those steps do the same thing, too, though. I mean, the water and the suction and everything is just so bad for me.
Yeah. I almost like the worst. Is that the worst first date you can think of, location wise? A pool,
haunted house, or
haunted house would be bad for you.
What else would be bad for me?
Anything involving heights for me would be really bad.
God, there's so many. When I think about it now, I'm like, oh, you want to play frisbee? Oh, geez. Frisbee.
To me,
anything
like,
where I run or I have to
ask
go on a hike. What?
Yeah, see, like asking me to go on a date to somewhere where I gotta eat, like, it's not just normal food.
Like chicken wings?
Yeah, like if I was like, if you asked me to go to like a seafood place. But even a seafood place, they might have something for me. Like, I mean, like a sushi place where there's nothing for me.
Right.
Like, I'd just be sitting there the whole time. And not just sitting there, I'd be like grossed out entirely by everything around me.
Yeah.
That would be a really bad time. You know, super bad time. I'd still go, I guess, because I'm like, oh, well, you want to go, so yeah, but I would be like,
yeah.
And I think I'd blow it because of that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're not as into the same things as me or something, but.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of.
Skydiving?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, who does that on a first date?
Oh, you never know.
Some people do stuff like that.
You never know.
It's weird.
An extreme sports first date?
Yeah.
We're not meant to be.
Yeah, I'm not the one. Not the one for you.
No.
I need someplace relaxed and chilled that I can spit my white hot game.
A couch.
Yeah.
I need a couch.
For the pool party, not it.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, I'll go to a pool, but I just sit there in a
Yeah.
And my Hawaiian shirt that I got with flowers on it.
Chill out by the side of it.
And Chuck the Freak.
I love these guys. They make funny with their mouths.
101 WRIF. The Riff. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Even as a teen, I never had the balls to dine and dash from anywhere.
No, me either. No.
Could never do it.
I couldn't either.
No one has ever done it in this room, have they?
No, I'm way too good a bitch.
Yeah, no.
I think my friends always talked about it, but nobody ever actually did it.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew anybody to actually do it. There was a lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I have anxiety just going to a bar every once in a while. I'm like home and I'm like drunk out of my mind. I'm like, did I pay that bill? I got a goddamn warrant out for me.
Yeah. You may have accidentally drunk and dashed.
Dude, I've seen guys accidentally drunk and dash.
It happens constantly.
It does.
Because you're on a tab in most of these places, right? Yeah. You're just drinking and you may forget to pay at the end of the night.
You end up paying for your buddies or whatever.
Right. Sometimes they'll charge you a fee for not paying it that night.
Happened to me at Red Lobster. I had a full table of people just leave.
Oh.
I went into the kitchen to prepare their bill.
Well, Lisa, what's so funny about that?
Well, they must have went to the bathroom. I'll just wait for a few more seconds.
That was like a big table.
I'll wait for just two more minutes.
They were an easy target. Yeah, they saw you.
That's exactly what happened. Can you imagine? They were like, my God, did you see our waiter? Okay, listen. I would never normally even suggest dining and dashing, but there's no way we have to pay this tall guy.
Oh, we can't pay him. He was singing the Schweppes.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to.
We got your jackasses.
Let's wait till he goes to the kitchen.
Dave, the Red Lobster waiter, relying on his tips to survive.
Look at him walking over there. He's so flustered right now. He's barely hanging on to that tray. He's almost dropped stuff like four or five times. I bet if he goes in the kitchen, we can just get up and leave.
It was a table of 10, so they knew I couldn't handle more than that. So that was like my one big table for the night.
Wow. Yeah.
And they left those jackasses. Hilarious.
That's so not cool.
They all asked for individual bills.
But also for Dave to allow 10 people to dine and dash.
They all asked for individual bills.
That's incredible.
I had to go into the kitchen and I was going through bit by. It took me like 10 minutes just to figure out.
Oh man, so you did all that work on their bills?
I did all the work. And I got all the bills and I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're gone.
You know, Dave, too, like it was 10 people, so all their orders were just so organized and put together.
Yeah. Alphabetical.
Like, well, seat one there, he had the goddamn biscuits and the Admiral's platter.
I'll guarantee it.
Real thorough.
I also wonder
probably
if
put
they,
a smiley face
they
on everyone.
Even planned on paying, but then it took Dave so goddamn long. In the back, they were like, "Forget it, we're leaving."
It is funny though that 10 people were able to leave at once
because it's always just two people.
Right.
At the most, it's four people. Dave had 10 people do it to him.
A table of 10.
So, the 10 people wanted individual bills.
They all wanted individual bills, right? So that took forever. They did, because they didn't tell me until the end, which is probably part of their plan.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
We'll do this at the end. He'll be tied up doing that, and then we'll all scoot.
He didn't see the warning signs coming. Like, a seasoned veteran be like, I'm on to you.
Well, and 10 people leaving is that's a grandiose exit.
It's like half the restaurant.
Exactly.
Dave comes back to an empty table, just biscuits and shrimp parts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What'd you do?
Oh, I screamed.
No! Did you go out in the parking lot and look for them?
Yes, of course I did.
Yes, he did.
I went running out with my wee Red Lobster apron on.
anyone seen 10 people? They totally didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, they left 15 minutes ago.
Yes, everyone was up at the window looking at me because I was running around looking in cars. I thought I'd maybe still be able to get a few of them.
You were looking at cars.
Well, I thought they were hiding out, Andy.
No, they're not hiding out, Dave.
I have a feeling that could be the show one day. We all just...
Hey, guys, we're going to...
What the deuce?
It'll happen in Vegas one year. We'll just have enough. We'll just be like, Dave's like, they just never showed up. They were here. They were here. They left.
They dashed on me. In the frantic search for those 10 people, I wish I could have seen footage of that.
Poor Dave.
Yeah, I made it all the way to the table, and I was still reviewing all their bills, and then I get there, I'm like... Jesus Christ, they're gone. Hey!
I did scream, too. My manager gave me hell for screaming. He said I shouldn't have done that.
Can you imagine the other people eating and there's the waiter just screaming?
Well, I bet there's a table right next to the table of 10 that was, like, eating, and they see Dave come over with, like, his 10 little things with the bills in it.
But they also, they know that these people, like, dine and dash, because it took them a good amount of time for 10 people. You know, they were like, we got it. Come on, let's go. We got to get out of here before, you know, Andre the Giant gets back here. Let's go.
Yeah, I asked, like, as I was running out, I asked, did anyone see them?
They're like, yeah, we all saw them. It was 10 of them. It was the big group of 10 running people.
I was so affronted by it all. I couldn't believe I'd been totally duped.
You know, I will say another reason why I wouldn't do it. Everywhere, usually, I was like drunk and eating at. It was like I would never want to sacrifice going there again. Right. You know, because when you dine and dash, you can never go back.
No.
So,
oh, no.
I was
and they
always...
drank, too. They had all sorts of Red Lobster drinks and...
See, that's not cool.
The biscuits. I think total, the table of 10, it was like almost $500.
So is that just like... That doesn't affect you, though? Like, there was no, like, Dave, you really...
I guess it's they could have made me pay, but the manager was nice enough. He wrote it off, but I didn't get any tips that night. That was my one table that I served for 2 hours.
Oh, that's awful.
Son of a bitch. I was so pissed.
It's a lot of work.
I smelt like shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing their pastel blue Red Lobster shirt.
I feel like, too, when you know you're going to dine and dash, you get the best, you get the most food you can get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they played Dave like a fiddle that whole night.
They did.
That whole night.
A lot of running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mixed drinks. Dave's, you know, mixing up fruity drinks.
Here's your lobsterita. Your fiddle. F1, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other people can relate. They worked at Red Lobster, and they walkouts were an everyday thing. Small parties, large parties. Someone says I still have PTSD. I did for a while. I was so untrusting. Like, I'd be in the kitchen with one eye out, looking at my tables.
That's the way you
should
be.
They wouldn't leave.
Yeah, you kind of have to be after something like that. I can see how that changed you.
It totally changed me. I was no longer, like, I lost a little bit of Dave innocence that day.
You did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Little bit.
How long did you last after that?
As a waiter? Yeah. Well, I didn't last long as a waiter. They moved me to the bar.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they moved.
And then when I screwed up at the bar, they moved me to a host. And then I
Oh, man, that's a demotion.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They put you in the host stand.
I was real bad at it.
He's the male.
It's the easiest job. not a lot of money in the hosting.
Only Red Lobster male host they've ever had.
No.
Dave Hunter.
I only lasted there a couple of weeks. I couldn't handle the humiliation of it.
Yeah.
Red Lobster
time to
host.
Move on.
That's brutal.
Dave will take you to your table. Dave's in a short skirt.
It was the place they figured I could do the least damage.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You don't get tips. They didn't even get a cut.
Mm.
So I went from making like sometimes $150 a night as a waiter to, you know, I think then it was
minimum wage.
Yeah.
Three something an hour.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So, no, it's just not worth going to work at that point.
How many times did Dave just yell at someone just getting up to use the bathroom?
Hey!
Where are you goddamn going?
I just see the loss
seen
of innocence making him real dark at the tables for the next one. He's like, okay, you want the Admiral's Feast or whatever? Okay, cool. You're probably not going to pay for it anyway because that's how society works. Right? That's what people do these days. Nobody cares about each other. Yeah. So I'll go get your free food for you.
Someone said I'd be in the parking lot calling them a million whores.
Oh, I
said
imagine a lot Dave of caught him. Imagine Dave.
No, guys, imagine the Dave caught them or caught the wrong people.
They're trying to speed out, and he grabs the back of their car, and it just burns out.
Oh, he lifts it off the ground.
Yeah, that was my experience with people dining and dashing, the one I'll never forget. But there is a local restaurant in Southfield where they've had this happen a few times recently, so they are taking some action against it. It's called Nicola's in Southfield, and Fox 2 has the story on that. Take a listen.
Managers at this Metro Detroit restaurant can't understand why. Several customers have dined in their restaurant recently, and after eating, they scoot out the door without paying their bill.
When we're super busy, and people think they could take advantage of that, where their server will be distracted or at another table, and they prey on that.
Managers say they report all crimes to police, but recently, they also decided to use Facebook to help fight these crimes.
Posted still images from our video surveillance system onto Facebook, social media, so these people can be identified. And if it was accidental, we like them to come back and pay for it. Or if they see it themselves and they want their pictures taken down, they'll come back and pay for the bill.
In addition to a surveillance picture, license plate information, a police report number, and a message like "another clown who likes to eat and split" is posted on Facebook. And management says the strategy appears to be working.
We had one incident, in fact, yesterday where a group walked out. It was a $100 bill. And we immediately posted it to Facebook. And within an hour, we had a phone call from two people that were in that party. And they offered to come back and pay for the bill.
A dine and dasher on Valentine's Day also called and made payment after their picture was posted. Police say they continue to investigate. And currently, there are three open cases that have yet to be solved.
Over time, it adds up to several, you know, $1,000 over years, you know, whether. So it's not fair to us.
When a person dines and dashes, it not only impacts the restaurant's profits, but also what that server would take home.
Yes, Dave. And you asked me on my tips, like, you know, everybody has to pay their bills, and by you dining and dashing, it's hindering me from paying my bills.
Managers say they're training staff to pay close attention to all their tables, but they also want their customers to know that you can run, but you can't hide.
It's added a big benefit to it, you know, where we can actually post these people's pictures and get the payback.
What's crazy is they just want the money. Like, they're not charging them.
Honestly, that group, I remember calling the cops from Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And they were like, like, they didn't even, they said they might send someone out. I don't think they ever actually did.
Yeah, they don't care.
They have other stuff going on.
That's an effective way to put their picture up on Facebook.
No, it is, because you just look so cheap, and then...
Yeah, you look like a scumbag if you do that.
Jason the Jew, let's talk to him for just a second if we can get him there. I guess I should... Should I officially summon him?
If he won't talk unless you do.
Okay, well, here we go, then. Let's get this party rocking.
Shvarim Troa.
Poker toe.
There he is. Hey. Poker toe.
You had an experience with someone dining and dashing on you.
Yeah, I've had to chase multiple people down.
So you will chase him down?
Oh, you'll chase him.
Yeah, and it was only a couple, so I think the bill was $25 or something, but the Jew really wants his money.
Yeah. But you didn't know who they were messing with, huh?
No, I'm the cheapest guy around, so I want my 20%, my $4 immediately.
Did you get them, and how did they react when the Jew chased them down?
I had to chase them a few blocks, and I like came around and stood in front of them and was like, "Hey." They're like, "Oh, what's up, man?" And I'm like, "You didn't pay your bill over there."
They just
came back with me.
Dude, you like liquid Terminator'd them.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was, I looked like a maniac.
I'm sure.
This is why you work for us, though, or with us. And we work for The Riff because you're so dedicated to your job.
Oh, absolutely. It is. He'll chase anyone down that we ask him to.
That's awesome. I love that.
I like the idea of them dining and dashing, and then they look in the rearview mirror, and Jason's like holding on to the back of their car. Yeah, exactly. Spun around the road.
We can't shake this Jew. All for $4.
Great. I love that.
Exactly.
All right, Jason.
They should have just thrown a $5 out the window.
You didn't.
Yeah, that would have been fine. They could have just rolled a couple quarters back to me, and I would have accepted.
That's how you shake them.
On your way. All right, Jason. Thanks, man.
Waggle, you got it.
Back to his Jew cave.
Yeah. It's a little bit more badass than Dave's story.
Okay, yeah, come on.
I chased. Yeah. I chased.
They've been gone for 10 minutes before Dave realized.
Someone said, I'd like to think that Dave is like the Deadpool trying to track down all 10 people that did that to him at Red Lobster.
Probably. He's got a list.
He gets in a suit.
He's in line one day at some store, and he's like, I remember you.
Yeah.
I know your face. 1997, Red Lobster, right?
I never forget a face. Oh, I was just waiting for them to come back in, one of the many of them. Just so I could bust them.
Yeah, you confront them.
But see, that's the thing. Once you do that, once you're 10 people that go to Red Lobster and dine and dash, you can never go back. It's not worth the risk. So you can't do it at a place that you love. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, no.
You can't do it at a place where, like, you and your buddies go after you drink.
I couldn't imagine how I'd feel if 10 people left on me. Because I worked at Red Lobster, and I was like, the worst thing that ever happened to me was I got stiffed on a tip.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like, I was like, done. Done waitering. Yeah. I hate this.
You quit right after that?
Yeah, I'm like, strip clubs it is.
Yeah.
No, and that, as I said, like, I had three tables. They pushed them all together to make this table that night. And so that was it for me. That was my Friday night.
Yeah.
On a Friday, too.
Yeah. Mm. And I knew they looked shady. Like, they looked shady. But I gave them full service.
That's five lobsteritas. You sure that's it's adding up?
When you start there, do the other waiters try to hey, you got to look out for this? You got these are the warning signs that you're about to get.
Honestly, that was this was a brand new Red Lobster. I was part of the grand opening team.
Yeah.
And we never had any kind of training on dine and dash or like stuff to look out for. Like that was the first time that ever happened.
Because I bet they ate like kings. Like I bet there was some warning signs.
For Red Lobster for you to spend almost $500 at a table, like that's a lot of money. Because it was the most expensive meal at that time was like $18.99,
$19.99.
Yeah.
That's a big clue that they were about to leave.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody
when you spend
order
$500 at Red Lobster.
And Dave, Dave's like dancing in the back, like,
boop. Oh, I was totally.
Giant tip. Giant tip going out. Gonna dance the night away.
Great service, earn my money. Great service, earn my money.
Dave just busting his ass.
Oh, yeah. Like, I noticed your Coke was running low. I bought you another one. All right, see you in a bit. I noticed your basket of buns was getting low here. I bought you a brand new.
And they're like, oh, baby, thank you, baby.
Thank you, Dave.
I was really, and I was thinking that too. I'm like, this is awesome.
It is unusual to order two ultimate feasts, but I got it. I got it for you with buns on.
Yeah.
The ultimate feast.
Someone said Dave's Red Lobster story could be the plot of Taken 4.
Calls him.
Jim, or actually Anonymous first. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Good. How's she going, eh?
How's she going,
We're talking about people that dine and dash, those sons of bitches. You didn't do it, did you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You bastard.
So, no, what happened is we were at a bar in Canton. It was just me and a couple of my buddies. Long story short, a bachelorette party showed up. So one of my buddies started hanging out with them. I hung out for a little bit. I asked the bartender at least 10, 15 times, I'm ready for my tab. Just kept ignoring me. Literally one time made eye contact with me and turned away, still without my tab. So I just dipped out. My buddy paid the bill, and then I paid my buddy back, but the bartender lost out on my tip. Yeah. I don't know if my buddy tipped or not.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, though, when I say I'm ready, you know.
That's screwy. That's the one thing I hate about bartenders is, like, there's sometimes they just purposely, they're like, I'm the bartender, so
There's some chicks here. I'm going to...
My
not,
kingdom.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay as much attention to you.
I'm going to oversee the Valley of Tits over here.
Yeah.
Alcoholism lie.
Yeah.
This is me.
It'll track it down, the Red Lobster people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I think it's that waiter.
If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have... are a very particular set of skills.
Oh, he's real pissed about
skills
that dining dash.
For a very long career. Skills.
Yeah, the tall one.
A nightmare for people like you.
He's threatening
if us. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of
you,
it.
If you pay the bill now.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, damn, man. We better go back and pay this guy.
Yep, I'll get you, you bastards. This one used to work at Buffalo Wild Wings. This guy ordered a ton of wings, then tried to walk out on me. Back in the day, I was a big girl, and he must have thought fatty couldn't run.
Oh, yeah.
She says, even being fat, I was super fast. I walked his ass right back into the B-dubs and made him pay up.
Get back in here!
You better think again there, pal. Listen, nobody likes a cheapskate.
This one worked.
She got you in an arm bar. You're
running away and she rounds a corner and you just run into her.
Oh, exactly. Boof.
Gotcha.
Another one here. Worked at a sports bar in college. We had a lot of young customers that would dine and dash. Lucky for us, the door to the kitchen led right to the parking lot, so all you had to do was tell our chef. He ran out there with the biggest knives in the kitchen and jumped on the hood of their car and demanded they pay their bill and tip at least 40%. It only happened a couple times. Jimbo the chef was very effective.
Wow. Yeah.
Dave has done this in a different way, I understand. Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Good. What have you done?
Well, me and a couple of my buddies went to a strip club in Windsor, and we had went to the VIP room and were just kind of hanging out. My buddies were getting a different dancer after every song, and I had just a 10, and so I kept her for like 4 or 5 songs.
Oh.
It was getting up there. The bill was getting up there.
Yeah, yeah.
In the middle of one of the dances, she just got up and ran out of the VIP room. So my buddies finished their dance, and we kind of got up and looked around, and we're like, well, she's nowhere to be found, so let's get out of here. We go to try and leave. The bouncer says, no, you can't leave. There's a fight going on outside. So we stand there, wait for a second. The stripper comes walking in, walks right past me, and we walked right out. And then it was off to Taco Bell with the boys.
That's how to do it. That's how to do it. Like 5 lappers and then just dip.
Someone said, Katie on Twitter, instead of a Deadpool costume, Dave should dress as a giant lobster to hunt them down. Yeah.
That was the day Dave died, and the lobster of vengeance was born.
Yeah, I'm here.
You think of all him standing as a lobster in the corner of their room
exactly.
In the dark?
Stop right there, scumbag. You're pinched.
Forget to pay a bill. Jackie from Westland, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, you had a similar situation.
Yep, so I've been serving for 8 years, and I actually had a situation similar to the group of 10 walking out. It was one guy agreeing to pay for the whole bill, and everybody else was just kind of walking out thinking it was taken care of. It's not always like, oh, these 10 people are conspiring against the whole restaurant.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not always. In Dave's case, it definitely was when they all asked for individual bills.
Absolutely. They were all in on it.
Yeah.
They all fled.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to prepare
the
bills.
So, like, in that case, I'm out to dinner with 10 people. I'm like, guys, I'm a big shooter. I've got it. You guys go. I'll stick around and pay it. And then I'm like, well, I'm not paying for all this. And then I leave. Technically, you guys are probably in trouble, too.
I'm not sure if he said that he was going to pay it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
Donkey's with us on the Riff Lines. Hi, Donkey.
Yes. Can I get voice changing?
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
You do now. Go ahead.
Too late. Yep.
Yeah. So my wife and I started doing this about 10 years ago when we lived in California. And every time we go on vacation, we do this at some place. We pick the place, you know, has a few number of servers, usually at lunchtime, easy to get in and out of. We've probably done it 50, 60 times.
Jesus, man. Don't you feel bad?
Not especially.
Yeah.
And those people is, make there any, jackass. Is there anything you do to, like, do you order just a, like, do you have any giveaways that you probably, like, some tells that you reveal that waiters should look out for? Do you sit near the door?
It depends. We usually try to sit in the front of the restaurant, you know, near the restrooms, and they almost always have a back door, and it's usually easier to get in and out of the back door than it is the front.
That makes sense. I mean, you
all
know,
right, donkey, a jackass.
Yeah, well, that's what he is.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Calling in here bragging about that you've dined and dashed.
That's what he does.
I just feel so, I mean, maybe it's because I was a waiter and I know how bad and awful it just sucks. I it really bothers me that they're screwing somebody making $2 an hour.
Right. Yeah. And really, that's who you're screwing. The restaurant can, most of the big restaurants can, you know, lose they a couple of meals, it. They'll
yeah.
be fine.
Yeah.
And you're screwing the waiter.
You're just a big loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. Sorry, but
Nick.
Yeah. Is right.
Nick from Clarkston, how are you?
Ripcord.
Ripcord.
All right, so me and my buddy, we were in high school, and we went to this local Chinese restaurant, and we racked up an $85 bill. I mean, and for Chinese food, it's quite a bit of food. So we dined and dashed. We ran out of the restaurant. We flipped over this platter on our way out, and there was about 30 workers that came out of the back in the kitchen.
Wait, 30 Asian workers stormed out of there?
They will, dude.
Oh, they were everywhere. They were canvassing a parking lot looking for us. We were hiding behind the building, and me and my buddy were hiding underneath this pine tree because there's a row of them back there. And his brother had to come pick us up. It was like probably like 10:30 at night by the time he came and got us.
I'm telling you, like, watch an Asian movie. This happens, you know. And they will attack you.
With a cleaver.
Yeah.
With a meat cleaver.
It's not the place to do it.
That,
yeah,
no, that's
not the place to do it.
Anonymous.
I bet they have the lowest rate of that.
Yeah.
Hi, Anonymous. How are you? Penis.
Well, good.
Balls.
Hey, I just said, my aunt, she's like a professional at this. She's got like 7 kids. She's got them trained. She's from out of state. She came up. We went out to Big Boy, and we had a big old table.
Yep.
And she had one of the ones run out the door, like the emergency exit. And she's like, oh, I got to go get my kid, and, like, just never came back. Like, took the rest of her kids and just never came back.
She's a horrible person then, your aunt.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad. Like, I would be able to never do that. Yeah, I don't know. No. Like,
yes, she's a horrible person. She's training her kids to help her scam restaurants. She's for a horrible, it's like shameless.
It's shameless.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Like,
it is. I mean, there are real families like the Shameless family.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the truth. They are trained from the time they're born to be scammers.
Yep.
This one, on a date with my boyfriend, he tried to dine and dash. I refused to get in the car with him until he went back inside to pay. Never spoke to him again. I dined and dashed that relationship.
Well, because, I mean, can you imagine, Lise, you're with somebody and, like, you think stuff is great, and then they all of a sudden they're that guy? Mm. Like, no.
It's got to be a major turnoff, right? That's not like a bad boy crime. Like, you just...
No, it's a total turnoff.
Yeah. Junior.
Hey, what's up, guys? Ripcord.
Ripcord.
All right, so a buddy of mine, we went to an Asian restaurant. The bill was $65, and we flipped out right out the front door, and I would assume she was the owner of the restaurant. She came out, and she told us, you boys go prison, you pay us now. You give us the monies. You give us monies, I call police, you go prison.
And what'd you do?
I ran like holy hell.
Real winner.
Good day, yeah. Sir.
Real winner, that guy.
Got
a little crazy there for a minute.
Yeah. Right at the end there. It was going to get crazier.
Actually, that was the best. Got a little wild there.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah,
that was not cool.
No. There's a bunch of horrible people in the world that do this. So I was a victim. There's many other victims out there.
It's crazy like to me that it ushered in your fall from grace.
Yeah.
Like the fallen angel of Red Lobster. Yeah. Dave started. They're like, to the bar with you, not to the host.
I'm sorry, Dave. You just can't hack it. It's the first time in restaurant history 10 people were able to dine and dash.
Come on. It's unbelievable. We've looked into it. We've never seen any goddamn thing like it.
Give us your apron.
Oh, yeah, that damn
hand apron. Over your apron. We're going to try at the bar. I got to be honest, we don't feel too strongly about it.
Nope. Their feeling was right. I made it to Mother's Day, the Mother's Day disaster, and then that was it. They had me moved.
Oh, yeah.
Not too bad.
Ah, well.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What the hell's the matter with you guys?
101 WRIF.
You mentally defective or something?
The Riff.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.